You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Sitting next to me is Catherine Lanfer, who is in for John Hockenberry. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
We're glad to have you. And we're going to begin with the situation in the Republic of Georgia. Russia has taken the first steps toward a troop pullback from the Republic of Georgia, but it has also paraded blindfolded and bound Georgian prisoners on armored vehicles and seized four U.S. Humvees in the neighboring country. This comes as NATO allies met and demanded Russian forces leave Georgia. Joining us now is Ivan Soldanovsky. He is Russia's deputy ambassador to NATO, and he was in Brussels for NATO's emergency meeting. Mr. Ambassador, welcome.
Good morning.
What is Russia's position today regarding the Republic of Georgia?
Well, our position has been explained several times by President, by Prime Minister, Minister of Defense, Foreign Affairs. We are for Georgia to stick to the six principles of Medvedev-Sarkozy initiative, which are, we suppose, should be the basis of the UN Security Council resolution. In military terms, Georgian forces must return to the places of their permanent location in the barracks, and that will create more favorable conditions for our pull out from this territory to the South Ossetian territory. This is from the military point of view, but politically, Georgia should certainly take legally binding commitments of non-resource to use force as it was before.
And what about Russian troops? Has the pullback began?
Yes, certainly. You might have seen it on TV. And President Medvedev had a talk with President Sarkozy saying that the pullout will be over by the 22nd of August.
How do you respond to suggestions by the U.S. and her allies that perhaps Russia should be removed from the G8 or barred from the World Trade Organization following this crisis in Georgia?
It was not the suggestion of the NATO allies. The decision taken yesterday here is saying that NATO cannot continue with Russia business as usual. I will come to it a little bit later. As far as G8 and WTO is concerned, well, we have to see what happens in reality. Hopefully, the Western industrialized, the democratic countries should realize what country they're dealing with now. It's not the Russia of the beginning of the 90s. It's Russia who is really contributing factor to the stability and safety in the Caucasus and in Europe and beyond.
And your boss described the NATO meeting as like a mountain giving birth to a mouse. What did he mean exactly?
Well, there were a lot of noise around this meeting. We have seen a lot of statements from the American side, from other sides, that the alliance should and must punish Russia. We have a well-established instrument, NATO-Russia Council, where we are dealing with the allies in national capacity. And this instrument has proven its usability and effectiveness. Now we have the phrase that the allies cannot deal with us in the format business as usual. We have to see what happens in reality, because there were sort of a quote-unquote menacing threats of disbanding or disrupting the work of NATO-Russia Council. We are here not at the receiving end. The Council is not a gift for us. That should be understood by all the allies. And as we see it, it's understood by many countries, members of the allies.
In terms of threats, there certainly seems to have been some going back and forth. I want you to listen to something that you said a couple of days ago.
Cool down, take an objective assessment of the situation, and think twice before taking any decisions concerning our partnership within the framework of NATO-Russia Council.
So, Mr. Ambassador, when you're encouraging nations to think twice, what did you mean by that?
I meant exactly that the future of our relationship within the framework of the NRC will mostly, to a great extent, depend on the statement, declaration, and on practical steps the alliance was and is going to take against this background, the background of testing times, testing time between Russia and NATO as well. So we now are having the statement, and I repeat, we have to see the follow-up in practice. What is, what comes next? What is not absolutely acceptable for us are the phrases, which are not in the statement, but which were pronounced publicly, that Russia should stop occupying Georgia and something like that. We are not occupying anybody, and it's not in our intentions.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Ivan Slavovsky. He is Russia's deputy ambassador to NATO. Catherine?